This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Department of Justice is investigating Littleton Public Schools after a bus aide was shown on surveillance footage beating disabled children. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Parents of the victim say the school district and the Joshua School, which serves students with special needs, didn't do enough to address safety issues. The LPS school board recently approved a new policy. They will regularly view bus camera footage and do it more often for those buses carrying vulnerable children. But lawyers and parents say that's window dressing and that they need to face more consequences. Lawyers say they plan to sue LPS. Meanwhile, the bus aide faces felony child abuse charges and has a trial set for next year. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A new state health campaign aims to raise awareness of dementia. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Dementia is not a specific disease, but instead a term for the impaired ability to remember, think, or make decisions. Nearly 91,000 Coloradans older than 65 are living with Alzheimer's disease. The state health department is launching a push called Talk About Dementia. It includes details about the condition, warning signs, and the benefits of early detection. Here's the Alzheimer's Association's Jim Herlihy.
A big part of the challenge with Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia is getting a diagnosis.
Some studies have shown more than 50% of people with dementia are never diagnosed. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Voters in Colorado Springs will see competing ballot measures this fall about recreational marijuana. One initiative would allow current medicinal businesses to apply to sell recreational marijuana. Another measure put on the ballot by the city council would ban recreational marijuana businesses in the city charter. Ahead this morning, giving health care providers what they need to address a growing crisis.
Climate change is the number one public health crisis we have going on right now.
Climate change is the focus of a new climate medicine program at the University of Colorado. There's more on that in about 15 minutes. This is CPR News.